John, how are you?
It's spring.
It is, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is rocking and rolling. This is your time. Before we talk about the boys, tell me about the girls. What was attendance at, and were you pleased with what happened?
Well, attendance was about the same as it was a year ago for the course of the weekend. So, you know, anytime you're not losing substantial ground, you're happy with that. So, you know, we had some, you know, very, very close games with some, you know, some really neat finishes on the weekend. We had a double overtime game in the semifinals that almost went to triple overtime. And, you know, it was just a good weekend of basketball.
It certainly was, which will lead us to the boys' state tournament coming up this weekend, starting Thursday. I know you got quarterfinal action going on these next couple of days.
Yeah, quarterfinal action's going on, you know, all over the state tomorrow night. We've got a good game coming up over at the Fieldhouse with Hudsonville and the defending Class A champion in Kalamazoo Central. Yeah, that's the closest game if people wanted to get out and take something in. But then we bring all the C&D teams in for semifinals at the Breslin Center on Thursday. The A and the B teams then come in for their semifinals Friday, and then, of course, the four championship games on Saturday.
And we still have two local teams involved in the action.
Well, Lansing Sexton is going up against Dearborn Divine Child tomorrow night in a game that will be played down at Marshall. And then Fulton, which has been up near the top of the Class D polls all season long, will take on Manistee Catholic Central over at Hope College. And so, you know, maybe Mid-Michigan will have a chance to have some representation at the Breslin Center this weekend. Unfortunately, the four local teams that got to the quarterfinals all got knocked out last week in the girls' tournament.
John, what do you expect attendance-wise in the boys' state tournament?
You know, we usually try to figure that it's going to be somewhere in the 50 to 60,000 range. I hate to use such a wide number, but we almost have to start doing that now because our numbers have gone all over the place. It used to be that you could figure on a pretty consistent number of about 60,000 for the 3 days, but a couple of years ago it dipped below 50,000 for the first time, and it's a combination of things. You know, how often do you have repeat teams? You know, they tend to follow to a lesser degree than teams that are there for the first time. And part of the reason our attendance was fairly stable at the girls this last weekend is we had like about 6 out of the 16 teams were either there for the very first time or hadn't been there in a very long time. And so, you know, familiarity, you know, breeds less spectatorship, believe it or not. And, of course, you know, another big thing that gets in the way is the NCAA basketball tournament. Mm-hmm.
And if you have local teams, does that drive up the attendance?
Only because it's easier for the local teams to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that always does help. Not as much as it once did. You know, everybody's core following seems to tag along. You don't get that coattail effect. You know, people grabbing on and hanging on and wanting to follow like they once did. You still see that from certain parts of the state. You know, really, in particular, smaller towns. But again, you're starting with smaller crowds there to begin with.
John, with the boys and the girls basketball state tournaments, is it what's the future when we talk about the Breslin Center? Are we going to keep going there for a while?
We'll be there until 2017.
Okay.
We've just inked a 6-year extension with Michigan State University to keep the event there. You know, even though you know the attendance may fluctuate, it's still absolutely the best place for this event to be. It's the best venue. It's best located. The support that we're receiving from the administration of Michigan State University is fantastic. And, you know, we're really looking forward to keeping, you know, keeping the event here in Mid-Michigan. You think about it, Tony, that for, you know, the better part of 30 consecutive years, maybe even a little bit more, Jennison Fieldhouse was, you know, was the mecca, you know, for high school basketball here in the state. And believe it or not, by the time we run through this this upcoming contract, it will be about 23 or 24 years that that the basketball finals will again have played at Michigan State for a nice long stretch.
All right, John, for folks who want tickets to the semifinals and finals, how do they get those?
Go right to the Breslin Center box office. $8 per session. That's still a pretty good deal, considering for those semifinals, you can watch two games. And everything is right now is right through the Breslin Center box office. We do advise people, if you're coming over, don't treat this like it's a high school game at your local gym. You know, give yourself time to park, drive to the parking, don't drive to the arena, and, you know, don't walk up at, 10 minutes to tip, figuring you're going to get a seat at midcourt. It's all reserved seating. You need to allow some extra time to get yourself parked, get into the arena, into the ticket lines, because it's all reserved seating. And, then that way, everybody benefits because those lines go down and, nerves aren't as raw. But it really is incumbent upon folks to, not show up at the last minute because, we'll have, like I say, we'll have 50 to 60,000 people there this weekend, and people need to plan accordingly.
John, how many high school students participate in Michigan High School Athletic Association activities?
Over 300,000, and that number has been fairly strong as a total number over time. About 5 or 6 years in a row now, we've been over the 300,000 mark. It's slipped by about 1% per year for the last few years. But again, you're talking about 300,000. That's not a huge drop.
All right, John, we will be talking with you later this week. Hold on the line.
Okay.